I'm Gemma Gaudette. More Idaho Matters right now. In Boise's East End, a very old stone building has a unique history of helping children in need. The Children's Home Society of Idaho has been giving kids who have lost their parents a place of shelter and safety. It was founded in 1908, and for more than 50 years, it gave more than 6,000 children a home. Now, hundreds of children every year go through the doors of the building for everything from grief counseling to music therapy, regardless of their ability to pay. But the building itself is in need of a little bit of TLC, including a new roof and other repairs. The MJ Murdoch Charitable Trust is giving the society $400,000 to keep the doors open and restore this historic Warm Springs Avenue treasure. So joining us now is Amsley Sadicki, Executive Director of the Children's Home Society of Idaho. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So can you tell us a little bit about the Children's Home Society? You know, what is it and what do you do exactly?
Well, as you mentioned, Children's Home Society is and continues to be a healing space for many children and families in our community, beginning from the time when it was founded in 1908, where it was an orphanage and hosted quite a number of children, as you said, 6,000 by 1968. That mission of continuing to promote the well-being of children continued in 1975 when it was transitioned into a counseling center, and it opened up the Warm Springs Counseling Center. So from then on, we have continued to provide behavioral and mental health services to children. And as you know, mental health is quite a very big issue here in Idaho, especially for children. So it is important to have a place like this for our community and for the families and for the children.
And you offer so many services. I mentioned grief support and music therapy. But why is it important to really make sure that these doors stay open for all kids? Because my understanding is that more than half of them qualify for Medicaid. So you really don't turn any child away, thank goodness.
Absolutely not. And as a matter of fact, it is indeed our mission to ensure that no child is left without access to mental health. One of the things that we believe in is the fact that if we are to have a future, we have to ensure that every child has an opportunity to actually have some hope. And certainly, you know, if you think about the recent, spike of suicide for students, you know, in the Boise School District and in Kenyon County and even Mountain Home, I think that in itself has left quite not just the teachers, but the students, the community in general, the parents in shock. And it is yet another stark reminder of the importance of really mental health care services. And so for us, we cannot stop from providing that opportunity, that access to mental health for kids, because that's their only hope to be able to actually succeed in the future. And that's the reason why we do everything we can to ensure that even those who cannot afford it, we will continue to subsidize so that they can actually have access to that service, because it's very critical and very important.
So as I mentioned, the building itself was open in 1908. I mean, it really was an orphanage. It's a majestic building. But my understanding is that it's been, 30 years since you've had any major work done on the building?
That's correct.
So the MJ Murdoch Charitable Trust is stepping in to help repair the building and truly, physically keep your doors open with a $400,000 grant. So I have about 2 minutes left with you, but how are you going to make sure you're using this money so that the doors are able to stay open for the Children's Home Society?
A very, very good question. Well, so one thing I want to say about that as well is the fact that Murdoch Charitable Trust believes in the mission of the Children's Home. And not only that, there is also the aspect of really the importance of this building in itself being a very historic building. It's such a majestic, but also very important to the community here. And certainly the service that is provided within the walls of this building cannot be emphasized. The importance of it cannot be emphasized. And so the fact that a foundation such as MJ Model Charitable Trust will believe in us and provide that amount of money to ensure that the building is restored and so that we do not sort of miss the opportunity to continue to provide the service. It's an enormous indication of how important this building is. There is also not only the MJ Murdoch, but there is also people in the community that have continued to provide actually support for the capital campaign so that we can be able to restore the walls, the roofing, and many structural aspects of the building that really have not been touched on since, 100 years ago. So that includes things like the sewer system that we just finished, that the pipes were 100 years old. So we needed to replace those. So essentially, this building, it has a significance to this community that we have to ensure that it stays for another 100 years. And that's exactly what the money, the $400,000 from MJ Murdoch will also facilitate.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.